Borders, the books and music retailer, plans to close the last of its stores today. The Michigan company filed for bankruptcy in February after a disappointing holiday season and years of financial difficulties. Through the spring and summer, executives tried to find a way to save Borders. But in July, they announced nearly 400 stores would be permanently closed. NPR's Jeff Brady visited a Borders in suburban Philadelphia.
Outside the Springfield, Pennsylvania Borders, there's a long yellow going out of business banner hung above the Borders sign. Under that, big posters announcing everything is 90% off. Employee Sneha Abraham will be out of a job soon.
I only got the job because they were going out of business, actually, because they needed extra people to push stuff out.
Abraham says the last few days have been busy, but traffic into the store slowed a bit as the book selection thinned out.
All the fixtures are for sale. A lot of the bookcases have sold already, and people are coming and taking those away.
Nearby, Tiffany Howard is loading the back of her SUV.
And I found a nice bookshelf for my classroom. I'm actually going to use it for a puzzle holder to separate the puzzles in my classroom.
Oh, so it's got, looks like 20 different little compartments there.
Yes, and when I don't need it for a puzzle shelf, I'm going to use it for the kids' mailboxes.
At $10, she says it was a bargain. Michael Clambera left with 7 books. The total bill, $15. He echoes market analysts who say Borders suffered from a combination of problems, including poor management, the economy, and a business that's changing.
I guess with the e-books and everything coming into prominence, it was bound to happen. Was definitely bound to happen, unfortunately, but I still prefer holding a book, but the e-books seem to be taking everything over.
For some customers leaving this Borders, the store closing is a loss. Martha Penny was lugging a bookcase across the parking lot.
I'm sad. Borders is my friend. It's been my friend for as long as it's been around. That's all. It's just sad.
Already inside her car, Patrice Kelly has a bag with 3 books inside that she paid less than $4 for.
Sad day.
Really?
I think so.
Because?
Bookstores are closing.
So where will you go now?
Barnes & Noble, maybe, or Amazon.
As the last Borders closes, rival Barnes & Noble is in better financial condition. Still, its stock price sits at about a third of what it was 4 years ago. Amazon, on the other hand, appears to have the confidence of investors. Its stock was trading for about $35 at the end of 2008. On Friday, it traded for nearly 7 times that, $240 a share. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.